Alaskans who make an annual habit of digging for razor clams on the Kenai Peninsula may have noticed something odd over the last few years. There just doesn't seem to be as many clams on the beaches as there used to be. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, scientists have also noticed the trend.
There aren't many people out on the beach at the moment, although it's a gorgeous early summer day. Maybe that's because the next really good clamming tides are still a few days away. When the tides on Nanilchik area beaches are low, you can expect to see lots of folks down here, buckets and clam shovels in hand, eagerly searching for the telltale bubble on the surf of the sand that lets them know where to dig.
Oh, I love to clam dig. It's mesmerizing. It's kind of a zen, you know.
That's Homer fish and game biologist Carol Kirkvliet, who has been studying razor clams all along the eastern side of Cook Inlet for many years. That research includes collecting and examining samples of clams and performing aerial surveys to count how many people are going clamming every year and where they are finding success. In the fall of 2010, it was discovered that a large winter storm had caused a major die-off of the razor clam population on the popular clamming beaches around Nanilchik. Kirkvliet says that since that time, Fish and Game has been working with Alaska Pacific University professor Brad Harris and his students to study the clams more closely. She says the initial study showed that the abundance of razor clams was still quite high following the storm, but the clams that were left were smaller and only represented one age class. The lifespan of razor clams is about 5 to 8 years, but they can sometimes live as long as 14 years. In the second year of their study, between 2011 and 2012, Harris and his students discovered that the Nanilchik area clam population had dropped by as much as 50%. But why?
I would say not any kind of smoking gun.
Harris says there is still much that is not known about the lives of razor clams. For instance, questions like how long do clams stay at sea before attempting to take root in the beach sand? How are clams located on different beaches related to one another? And how much effect do local clammers have on the overall population?
So we are really in a place where we're trying to track this population. And at the same time, my students and I are looking at what these potential mechanisms might be. But we're really just scratching the surface.
Harris says some possible answers to the razor clam decline include climatic changes in Cook Inlet and an increase in the population of sea otters. But he stresses that right now, scientists do not have enough information to make a definitive determination. Since Harris and his students have only been working the Nanilchik beaches for the last 3 years, Carol Kirkvliet agrees that it's too early to tell what might be causing the population decline in razor clams.
Well, it's hard to say if it's unusual or not. You know, we've estimated abundance periodically on these beaches, but we haven't estimated abundance sequentially every single year and on the same beach. So whether it's a natural phenomenon or we're still looking at the data to evaluate it and see what it all means.
The good news is that thanks to the APU study, scientists are getting the best data they've ever had about the lives of razor clams. Fish and Game hasn't taken management action on the clam fishery in the last few years, but Kirkvliet says that could change soon.
We're discussing what actions we may take. We're basically looking at the data and seeing what the data suggests that we should be doing next.
Kirkvliet says that if any action is taken this year, it would likely happen before the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. Reporting from Homer and waiting for a good clamming tide myself, I'm Aaron Selbig.